The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America. This is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Old School Crew back in effect, 5 o'clock hour. We are brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, special ingredients at the butcher shop. Every type of meat and every type of cut. 4 locations, 3 in Lincoln, 1 in Omaha. Great atmosphere, always a great menu. They got Casa Bovina, which is Dave from Renew is trying to get me to spring for expensive dinner over. I don't think it's happening. But love going
bring
over
that checkbook, Jay Foreman.
I know. He got me with the okie doke. But
hey, we got a shout out. Right. Great hoops conversation, gentlemen. That is from Coach Bill Bush.
Thanks, Bill Bush. Dollar Bill is he's
look
is
at that. Known look at
my,
us go.
In my phone book.
Yeah, look at
dollar,
us.
Dollar Bill, y'all. Yeah. Now back the one thing that one team or one university that got away with the okie doke for a little while until they were put on Front Street was Michigan. Mm-hmm. And I think it was and obviously as Jim Harbaugh left, Sherrone Moore is now the coach, finally signed his contract, handsomely paid, so forth and so on. Michigan was able to, I guess, reply to the sanctions or potential sanctions. And to make the Cliff Notes version is essentially, they said, we were cheating, but we get to decide what magnitude we were cheating. So we lied to you. You caught us. But what you're thinking is too much. Our standard is better than yours.
And also saying you got your evidence in a sketchy way, so it can't count. So, throw it out, Judge. Count.
So it's like we were sketchy in pre-scouting or whatever, recording and doing all the stuff they didn't do. But the fact that they did, NCAA had to do the same thing to get your, evidence on you, which is obviously factual now. It says it doesn't count. Michigan.
Well, why are you looking at my phone, Jay?
all they did was like,
there's some shady text in here. Why are you in my phone?
There's a guy that looks like works at Michigan, at Central Michigan. It's a night game, and you got shades with a little red light on it. That we should maybe see. Let me see.
Think there's anything there?
No, that was just
this
that,
dude went to concession stand with a Michigan athletic department credit card. The Venmo says his Venmo actually says Michigan assistant.
Yeah. And I think the best part was they talked about the 52 messages between Sherrone Moore, who's now the coach, and he was the offensive line, offensive coordinator at the time. And was it Scallions? Stallions. Yeah. There was about 52 to 54 text messages. And then when the news broke, he erased them all. And here's the best part was, they asked, must have been Sherrone Moore, right? They asked him why he erased him. He said he was mad because he didn't want Stallions to get all the credit.
Boy.
In recruiting.
Boy.
That's the best excuse that you got with a lawyer, and he said, we're going with that one?
Can we fully say that we give way too much credit to college coaches for having everything under control? Can we just say that not everybody makes really good decisions? That diabolical coaches, while intelligent, their intentions are bad. And nobody checks balances. Like, what's wrong with, Jay, let me ask you this. What's wrong with just doing it right? Why is that such a unique concept?
Here's an analogy. Just doing it right is like being in the steroid era of baseball and you're not taking any amphetamines and or steroids.
Yeah, you're not even drinking coffee.
Yeah.
You were clean. You were clean.
And you working hard and you hitting 19 home runs.
Right.
And the dude out there that been eating bonbons.
Juicing and Big Macs and
getting lean, 64 home runs. But I think what Michigan
allegedly,
what I think, right? Plausible deniability. I think the biggest thing is it's a little bit of humor in this is that they're like, you caught me. We somewhat apologize, so it makes it okay. But we kept doing it though, mm-hmm. and we want to leave the option to keep doing it. And so I think the NCAA could potentially run into a little bit of trouble if they kind of accept the apology and don't drop the hammer. Now, I think the brand power probably nullifies any type of true, really sanctions or anything like that. But there has to be a message that's got to be delivered to get their attention.
Sorry, Central Michigan.
Yeah.
Somebody's
head's got to roll. You guys are all in there together, right?
Carolina men's basketball gets caught cheating. Missouri basketball gets slapped with sink. Yeah. We know how this goes.
Who ultimately? So Jay Foreman, these are the Fighting Foremans. And you're number 23 in charge, right? You're 23rd ranked most important person in your program.
Yeah.
So Alvin Johansson.
Yeah.
And he literally is just Jay's go get coffee guy. Make sure donuts are filled for the coaches meeting. Make sure the Chipotle orders are proper. But then he says, you know what? I'm tired of doing that. I need to show that I'm valuable. Mm-hmm. And hey, you know what? I'm going to cut costs and I'm going to save you and I'm going to work some deals. Hey, Jay, look at me. I could do more than get coffee and Chipotle. Look at this. Who's responsible for that?
That's a good question. because I think what happened was, I guess if I'm Jim Harbaugh, I guess I'm saying this. What he told me he was supposed to go do definitely wasn't what he was doing.
Okay.
Now, I would think when you're getting this detailed information, there's that video of when they played Ohio State, I think the year they won the championship, where like they hadn't even got to the line of scrimmage. Mm-hmm. You know, they broke the huddle and didn't do a check. They knew what play was going anyways. Like mm-hmm. you can advance scout. You can watch tape. Ryan Day is a pretty good play caller. You didn't have that much intel. Like that's not natural. Even you go back to the Nebraska game on the huge screen pass from the year prior. I think it was the year that we were really close and playing them. That the numerous screen passes that they had against us and the third down offensive plays where they had never ran a super tight end delay where you drop back and the tight end is blocking delayed and he's getting big first downs. Mm-hmm. I think it's somebody's head's got to roll. I think if you're trying to protect Michigan, then it's Central Michigan and then it's got to be not only Connor Stallions gets it with a show cause or whatever, which would probably be infinity. Another coach is going to have to bite the bullet for it. I don't think it's going to be Sharon Moore because that's too tied to the present day program. But you got to think Jesse Minter, Mike Hart, and all the and Chris Patrick they're on the. If your name is mentioned in this article, the Sports Illustrated article, you better lawyer up because those are the guys that Michigan's in. Here you go. Mm-hmm. And then also, here's three former Michigan coaches. So let's protect the present ones. Let's protect this national championship. I've added to those three. And one of them is a former player in Mike Hart. So now you got that factor in there. So it's going to be interesting to see how it handles. I just think is this the gall, I guess, of from Michigan to continue to deny, but then also tell you shouldn't be as mad as me because we pretty much pulled the wool over everybody's eyes. and then you went around and asked people in low places how they did it. And you go all the way back to when they played TCU. TCU knew it before, and I think it started with your boy out there in Rutgers. He's the one that kind of say, listen, this is not kosher.
But don't we know who Michigan is now? Like, there's no surprise. Right? I mean, yeah. if it was a thing where you went, okay, championship game, Super Bowl, conference championship game, you're playing the Patriots, and a quarterback just kind of squeezes the football and looks over at the coach and goes, just kind of waves the football. We kind of know what it is. So why are we allowing Michigan to just do harm to the Big Ten Conference? Because if I'm a business partner of Michigan and I know they're cheating, at some point I need for whoever's in charge to balance the playing field. Like, if Michigan's cheating and it's okay, as you said, steroids back in the day, if you're not going to suspend the home run hitters who are using, who we know are allegedly, then you're literally asking people to cheat. You're asking coaches to cheat. You're asking players to cheat. You're saying it's okay. If you're willing to, you know what? It's really good, Nebraska. You're going to play in next year's Rose Bowl. You'll be suspended. You'll get a slap on the wrist for 2027, but you get all the revenue and all the money from playing in the Big Ten Championship game and the Rose Bowl, but you're only going to get 103 players on scholarship next year.
Right. Well, I mean, I think it was a couple of years back with Tennessee, with the head coach Pruitt, is essentially, you know, I think it was the bowl money, right? So they never lost any games, didn't lose any scholarships, essentially. You know, you got your expenses paid, but you didn't get any money in your pocket from the bowl game. So I think it's what people are willing to do. And sometimes they're, you know, it's a, you know, everybody has a somewhat of a, I guess, so-called price. And
the NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know, I think one thing, I think it was really good timing for Michigan. I think with the NCAA essentially turning a blind eye, it's like, look, we're done participating. Transfer portal, NIL is out of the control. We're not going to dip our nose back into actually holding you accountable when Michigan had a national championship team. So I think also it was a good time where it was like leadership, which was thought of to be the NCAA, and always chose to or said that they would drop the hammer or something like this, they probably had the feeling that they weren't. And so they were able to take advantage of the time.
Well, it was said in some press meetings, geez, last week, that are we asking too much of the Big Ten and the NCAA? Because these are the prize, this is looking the gift horse in the mouth, right? If Michigan is going to constantly give you great content and great competition,
yeah,
that at some point the business side, that the business people who make the real decisions don't particularly care.
No, they just want the money.
Want the money.
And so I think, it was a very, very calculated move, calculated bet. It's no different than Ohio State says, you know what, we're going to really, really invest a lot of money to win a national championship. Now Michigan invested money into learning how to beat numerous teams to get it to a national championship, along with being superiorly talented and a really, really, you know, a really, really good coach and coaching staff, which I think Michigan didn't need to do that. I think they would have probably won a national championship without it, but ultimately they wanted to ensure it. So,
well, here's the real question for you both. We remove the media caps, right? Mm-hmm. We take your media badge off. And as fans, so first of all, as college football fans, second, No, first, Nebraska football fans. Second, college football fans. Do you care about any of this? Or if Nebraska could win a national title again, right? If they, because you're competing on equal grounds, right? Mm. And if they're shortcutting, Nebraska's going to shortcut. Would you trade everything for that? Would you care? As a Husker fan, would you care if they came back 2 years later and said, you know what, Nebraska did some iffy stuff, but okay.
They taking the championship trophy? They taking the banner?
Taking everything for the banner.
They're taking the banner?
Everything for the logo.
No. I mean, if you get... Oh, you...
Yeah, because Michigan still has the banner.
Let's do it.
Oh, yeah, we got to do what we got to do.
Let's do it.
Yeah, it's not
you ain't cheating, you ain't trying, Ricky Bobby.
Right, like, what? Well, that's
no,
why.
No, we just participating.
Right,
yeah.
Like,
yeah. This is what we do.
I don't feel good saying it, but...
Yeah. Well, but that's...
Got to do what you got to do,
kinda,
right?
That's kind of what we're landing on.
Well, I would say there's a language barrier, like my man Sammy Sosa. Remember what Sammy
Sosa... No, I play English. Yeah. Los Santos,
right?
Señor.
Yeah, right.
There's a pigment problem. Yeah. That's what we got. You got to...
Yeah. Repetite.
Right. I was like, man, I thought you meant this. I got bad eyesight. You know, LASIK wore off. I'm sorry.
I mean... Right, because Cardinals fans wouldn't trade that run of McGuire Cardinals baseball.
Because I think it helped them.
Right? Cubs fans, up until that moment, that was the greatest moment until they win the World Series.
Houston giving that piece of metal back?
Right. Well, you think Houston cares?
That's what I'm saying.
You think
that's
Texas,
what I'm saying.
You think the Astros fans really care? No, bro. Listen. The they're Red drinking Sox. Tequila out of cowboy boots that don't even belong to them.
I think it's just one of those things. It'd be just very hard for me. If like Austin was doing it,
to not do it.
No, if Austin was like working, like you were just down and we're in a meeting, and you're like, hey, you know, we're playing, and say I'm coaching the Brett, we're playing Iowa. Here's their place, you know. Here's the 40 plays that they're gonna. This is when they're calling. This is when you're doing it. And then I was like, well, how'd you get it? And you just like, don't worry about it.
Don't ask. Don't ask. Don't tell.
Well, then I was like, man, I didn't know. I guess I'll see you next year. You on vacation, brother. You know what I mean?
You know what it said? My dude.
My man.
I was like, what?
Hookup. Homeboy hookup.
I would have just slid you an envelope. Your name would have changed. Yeah, you're going to, you down to Bahamas. Your name,
my guy. Yeah, my guy. Yeah,
you John Smith. You just chilling. Yep. You seen Austin? Man, I ain't seen him.
Who?
Yeah.
Who that?
No. This would be a full burner phone and burner email situation.
But okay, I'm not wrong with that. Here's the deal.
But it lets you know
they weren't doing any of that though.
They didn't care. They were gangster. Right. We're doing this from the landline. We calling you with it says your government name on your
that's
caller
how you know
ID.
He was roguish.
Looked you right in the eye. It said Austin, whatever your middle initial, Orman.
But the best part was he tried to recruit some of his friends. Hey, what you doing this weekend? Nothing. Oh, I got the weekend off. No, you don't.
I got something for you to do.
Not anymore.
I got something for you to do.
You want to make some extra money? Sure. Hey, man, I just somehow fell into these tickets. Ohio State is playing Marshall.
Let's go check out
Ohio State. You know, I hate Ohio State. I work for Michigan. You know, you don't even mention the names. But you know what, man? Let's just go down there. And do. Oh, sure.
That is some kind of explanation to go, we're going to Central Michigan to watch football.
Right.
Like,
I've always wanted to watch Jim McElwain coach. A lot of respect for that guy.
It's got to be your boy, right? You can't.
Hey, man. Go way back.
Hey, he said, I need you to go watch some football this weekend, Jay. Where am I going? I need you to go to Bellevue.
Yeah, Bellevue College. But here, when you go to when you go to Bellevue, here's your Michigan outfit, and here's what you got to do. Every third down, I don't need you to watch the game. I need you to watch him.
See that guy in the weird color hat?
Yeah.
You're right. Look at him.
And then homeboy number two, while he's doing that, I need you to record the play. Homeboy number three, I need you to look at the other guy with the signs. And then guess what? I need all that film sent to me because it's a project that I'm doing for not for Michigan football, just for myself. I just want to gather some stuff. And then
if it turns out, I'll use it for my master's thesis. Otherwise,
yeah, here's a couple extra $500.
Well, it's $500 plus I'm going to give you Detroit Lions tickets.
Yeah.
Right? And they're not terrible this year. So, you know, yeah. 500 yeah. bucks, I'll pay for your hotel.
And if you want to practice, money. Do the same thing every year of that
game. Yeah.
Oh, man. Jeez. Hey, one of the dumb friends like, yeah, man, you know, I got, you know,
what is my boy got tickets now.
But it's like, oh, you know how you have the time off? If you don't use it, you lose it. Man, then, you know, I got to use it. Oh, hey, what you doing next weekend?
I got to take a week. You got any more than tickets?
Yeah, I got to take a week off.
I got another game for you to go to.
I got another game. Man, I just keep getting all these tickets. Where are you getting them at, man? Tell you what.
Go get your girl. We'll make it $1,000. Go to dinner.
Yeah.
Hey, we'll big baller. We'll get you seats in the front row. Hey, babe, we're going front row to Central Michigan. We're big balling. Yeah. Watch this. Credentialed and everything.
Yeah. How much were those tickets? $10?
Hey.
Wow.
Yeah.
No. They're free because that's my boy.
Yeah. You know what? You guys stay in the stands. I'm going to go on the sidelines. I'll call you from the sidelines. Where will you be?
I thought you couldn't have your phone on the side. Yeah, but special side.
Just look for me. I'll have sunglasses on at the night game, and you'll be able to pick me out because not only there's maybe one other person with sunglasses, I have the little red dot on mine. I just got him.
Look at the guy you think is me for 3 seconds. If you see a blinking red light, you found me. Yeah. No, I'm the other one.
Like, I just think we know who Michigan is.
Yeah.
But we're also learning who we are, because the reaction to it would be, somebody asked me this, I'll ask you, what would your coach say about this? And they asked if I thought, would Joe Gibbs ever, right? And I'm like, probably not. Yeah. Probably not.
Tony Dungy's
in that. Right. Like, there's certain people that, you know what, the line is drawn. But I was also asked that about Georgetown and John Thompson. And I would think, you know, man of integrity and character and strength. Until I found out John Thompson had a private workout room upstairs above his office that he used to have private workouts in. Wow. We're eyes open. Not brand new anymore. I'm no longer naive. Well done, Michigan.
Yeah.
Well done.
It was pretty extensive what they do. I mean, I don't know if you guys watched the Netflix thing. It was actually, who was the pass rusher for the Chiefs that he did? He's like, hey, dude, I did the scouting on Taylor Lewan.
Yeah, this is easy.
And the dude was just, then he started just going to work.
Yeah.
He's an outside linebacker. I forget who it was, but anyways.
The one thing that stood out to me on the Nebraska front from the article that I'm reading. In a November 22 text, Stallion suggested more that Michigan should change its signals ahead of Ohio State. Moore responded that he'll, quote, think about it. And Stallion responds that, quote, Nebraska is screwed, end quote, a reference to the fact that he could easily decipher the Husker signals ahead of the Wolverines games against them that very week.
Wow.
And they were, boy.
Wow. So take that one personal, Husker fans. You're screwed.
That is a gut punch.
Hey, that one screen pass. When Aiden Hutchinson is trying to go number one pick and be, he didn't even pass rush. He just went up there and ran over there. And that's why they were probably so confident in that Big Ten.
Gut punch.
They were like, yeah, we went in this year. They was like,
gut punch.
You know, they had all the answers.
That is so disrespectful.
It's the Greek mythology class for them.
That is so disrespectful to Nebraska.
You got the answers. It ain't changing. So, anyways, Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Norman, we'll be right back.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.